Hey, real estate fans, Alice Lima here, broker General Scott in beautiful Southern Oregon with another edition of the weekly podcast. And today we're asking a market question. Are the worst of the price declines behind us? I've got a chart from KCM and also some local Southern Oregon statistics that may be indicating we're bottoming or at the bottom. Some markets in the United States are actually perking up already. So KCM is keeping current matters. It's a favorite website here on the podcast. And you can see that month over month since last summer, where the interest rate really started affecting our home prices, the interest rate increases, quite a few of them in the last year and a half, then you can see they're starting to pop up a little bit. We've got three different reports showing a little uptick in February. Case-Shiller National, FHA, and CoreLogic are all showing some upticks. Now, in our Southern Oregon market, we're tracking year over year, but we're tracking week to week. We're looking for the little micro changes. And in Klamath Falls, year over year, Klamath County was down 7% in prices from this time last year to an average, this is single family home, average price in Klamath County, $321,154. And the number of solds in Klamath County are down 43% from this time last year, but the number of listings are only down 4%. So we're watching this very carefully in all three counties, and we'll talk about Josephine County and Jackson County next. But by watching all three week to week, that I know that seems a little obsessive, but this is how we start finding the micro changes to watch if they get legs. The other thing we're doing week to week is watching if there's any foreclosures that are closing, any short sales. And we're also tracking the $1 million sales, because the $1 million sales are also an indicator. And that luxury market, because in Southern Oregon, $1 million is way more money than it is in the big urban areas. Our luxury market actually starts at like $850. So if we're starting to get closings in the $1 million mark, then that's telling us that there's a little bit of a change starting to happen or trying to happen. Now for Klamath County this week, we don't have any $1 million closings, but we also don't have any foreclosures closed, and we don't have any short sale closed. So that Klamath Falls area usually has a pretty good appreciation because its price point is lower. And especially for the locals and the relocators, they can get some really good deals. So Klamath County is definitely one to watch. Josephine County, the prices year over year for this week are down 12%. The average price in Josephine County now for single family home, $425,883. That's still a lot of money to us locals, but we're going to watch that week to week as well. The number of solds down year over year in Josephine County is 57%. So there's just not very many transactions happening proportion to last year. And what that starts to tell us is that we might be in the beginning of another seller's market. Now, we're not thinking it's going to be as crazy as it was, you know, before the interest rate changes, but that's what we're trying to track right now. So going back to Josephine County, the number of listings in Josephine County are down 20%. That's you know, a real bona fide shortage. And again, in Josephine County, we don't have any, we have zero foreclosures closed this week. We have zero short sales closed this week, and we don't have any $1 million closings in Josephine County. So this is starting to look to me like a stabilization. What we're watching on the national level with the KCM graph that we just had up is showing an uptick. We're waiting for that to start to show in Southern Oregon. So finishing up with Jackson County, prices year over year are down 8%. That's not that much. The average price in Josephine County this week compared to this week last year, $488,167. Our number of single family residential homes sold in Jackson County are down 44%. I'm telling you, it's starting to look like a shortage. And we've been talking about that all winter, but it's really starting to look dire here. The number of listings in Jackson County year over year are only down 8%. So that's starting to look like we may be leveling off in Jackson County as well. The foreclosures closed this week are zero in Jackson County. The full short sales closed in Jackson County are zero, but we did have one $1 million sale in Jackson County, $1 million or up. And that was in Central Point on Scenic, and it sold for $1,051,000. So if you compare what's happening in Southern Oregon to the national, it's a little bit unfair because Southern Oregon is on its own a destination location. We predict that we are going to have a fairly good appreciation, at least a normal appreciation by the time we finish 2023, but we'll have to see. So there's the question, are the worst of the home price declines behind us? Are we leveling off? We'll see. It's starting to uptick nationally. We're just watching week to week to see what happens here in Southern Oregon. So again, if you have ever thought of selling, or at least in the last 5 years, or you're still waiting from the COVID to move because you really don't love your house, then call me, text me, 541-301-7980. There's still more buyers than there are sellers in most of the price points. We're starting to get sales in our luxury markets. We had three, I think, last week in the $1 million price range. So look to see if Southern Oregon gets some legs and we start to have a little more seller's market environment over the summer. Okay. In the meantime, subscribe to the channel, give us a like, send it to your friends, and reach out to me again if you need anything over the holiday weekend. Hug those you love. We'll see you next time. Bye now.